Fireworks at Dan Bishop victory speech, voter said no to radical liberal policies. By Hannah Blow on September 10, 2019. Republican Dan Bishop celebrated his defeat of Democrat Dan McCready in North Carolina's 9th congressional district race Tuesday evening, thanking the president for his support and declaring that North Carolinians sent a message to Washington by saying no to the radical liberal policies pushed by today's Democratic Party. "We did it, #NCL9. Thank you, North Carolina," Bishop wrote in a tweet, alongside a video showing fireworks at his victory speech. "Tonight, the voters of North Carolina sent a message that shouldn't just be heard within the confines of the 9th District. It should reverberate across the country and in the halls of the Capitol," Bishop said. "The voters said no to the radical liberal policies being pushed by today's Democratic Party," he declared. "Tonight is a victory shared by all who believe in the promise of America and the promise of American exceptionalism and in the promise of freedom of opportunity. We believe in these promises," Bishop stated, followed by Ronald Reagan's classic quote on fighting for freedom. "I'm going to Washington to lead that fight on behalf of the 9th District," Bishop said before thanking President Donald Trump for leading the charge. "There's another man who has been leading that fight for all of America. A man who is, I think undoubtedly, the greatest fighter to occupy the White House, President Donald J. Trump," Bishop said to applause. "And look how he laid himself on the line for this race. I'm grateful for the president's extraordinary support throughout this campaign and especially the closing barnstorm ending with last night's rally in Fayetteville," he continued, praising the successful results of President Trump's agenda, such as a booming economy, unemployment across every demographic, and lower taxes for our job creators and our families. "We're not tired of winning," Bishop said. "We have a world leader on the stage, on the world stage, who has sent a message loud and clear, America first." Bishop pledged that he would vigorously pursue Trump's America First agenda, promising to push the ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement as one of his first priorities. "A strong nation must also be a secure nation. We must secure our borders once and for all," he continued. "It's time for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Washington to stop playing politics with our national security and give the president the money he needs to build the wall," he added. President Trump celebrated Bishop's victory in a series of tweets Tuesday night, writing in part, "Big night for the Republican Party. Congratulations to all."